Welcome to another episode of the Effective Statistician. Today I want to talk about presentation skills. And I think presentation skills are really, really important because not only for the presentations that you're giving, for all the communications that you do. This can be emails, this can be an impromptu 1 minute talk at a meeting, this can be something that you post on LinkedIn, even documents that you write, paper, an abstract, all these things, It is important that you learn about good presentation skills, and with good presentation skills, you will be able to move the needle. We have lots of opportunities as statisticians to change the mind of decision makers through presentations. We do presentations actually quite a lot. There can be kind of presentations about alternative study designs. There can be presentations about different ways to analyze the study. There can be presentations about new technical things that are coming there. And also, of course, presentations about changes in the organization or new processes, new initiatives, all these kind of different things. Now, let's talk a little bit about how you can become a better presenter. And the first thing is let PowerPoint be closed. So don't, if you need to do a presentation, don't directly start with PowerPoint. That is the wrong start. The best is, I think, you take just a blank piece of paper, it can be electronic paper, and you think about these five questions that I will go through in this episode. The first question is, what is the opportunity or the challenge here? And there's always something from a content perspective, as well as from other, I would say, meta goals perspective. So, for example, you want to present about a new study design that you want to recommend to be implemented for your next study. Then, of course, your goal here or your opportunity is to have an impact on this study, a positive one. However, there's also a meta goal. What do you want in terms of the relationship for you and the people you are presenting to? What kind of brand do you want to establish about yourself? What's in it for you in this presentation? This is also an important question that you need to ask yourself. So first, what is the opportunity, the challenge, whatsoever? And if you think like, I want to inform the audience about XYZ, it is rarely just that. Very often, you want to not just inform, but you want to move the audience to something. At least on the meta perspective, there's definitely something where you want to move the audience. So maybe you want to move the audience to have more trust in you, have more understanding of your capabilities, and perceive you as a great leader, presenter, these kind of things. So always think about the opportunities for you and for the project or the initiative you're talking. I see it again and again, even from pretty senior people. They think like, they just inform. Well, amateurs inform. Professionals move the audience. And that comes to the second question. The second question you need to ask yourself, and we still have to open PowerPoint, is who is the audience? Who are the decision makers in the audience? If you're presenting to a bigger group, who exactly in this bigger group matters most? And then You create the presentation having this person or these persons in mind. For everybody, but for these people. And maybe, you know, you don't want to convince the key decision maker, but you want to convince their right hand. Because, you know, after the meeting, the decision maker will talk with their right hand. And then the right hand will tell the decision maker what to do. Maybe it works like that. Yeah, I've seen it again and again. Yeah, it was said, I didn't need to, you know, convince the head of XYZ. I needed to convince the statistician that was the most senior person in the room and where the head of XYZ would always look for advice. Okay, so be clear about the decision makers, the audience. And here you need to understand, where do they stand on the topic? What do they know about it? What are potentially their challenges about it? What are their constraints? What are their goals? What are their hopes? What are their fears? What are their pain points? This is what you need to know about. Yeah? So, yeah, it of course is helpful to know kind of age, gender, ethnicity, all these kind of different things if you talk to a wider audience. But much more important is what is ongoing in their mind. What are their beliefs? This is where you need to start. For example, if you want to convince someone from the regulatory team about a new design, well, are they open for innovative things? Do they want to test things with the FDA or the EMA? Or are they very conservative and they want to see really proof that this has been done with other submissions and that regulators accept this kind of new way of analyzing or designing a study? So think about what's in it for them if they act on your idea, if they follow your recommendation. And that is the next thing that you need to think about. Where do you want to move them to? So do you want to have them write a recommendation to your supervisors? Do you want to get a decision? Do you want to get specific recommendations from our leadership? Do you want to get approval for a travel or approval for promotion or approval for getting money or funding or all these kind of different things? Yeah. There can be lots of different things that you want the decision maker to do. And if you are not clear what you want the decision maker to act on your presentation, you will likely not achieve it, and likely the decision makers themselves will not know what to do. So always have that in mind. You always need to have the end in mind. One of the seven principles of highly effective people that Stephen Covey wrote in a really, really nice book about called Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. One is always have the end in mind. So where do you want to move them? Was the fourth question. And now the last question, and this is arguably the most difficult one, is how do you move them? So you know what is the opportunity, you know who's the audience, you know where they are now and where you want to move them to. And now you need to understand what will actually move them. And there's lots of research about this. There's actually thousands of years of experience about it. Because, by the way, presentations are not a new thing, although PowerPoint is a pretty new thing, kind of thinking from a historical perspective. Presentations definitely have been around for thousands of years. So we will learn, we can stand on the shoulders of giants and learn from others in terms of how we move people. I will talk about this in the episode next Friday. So, if you want to become a better presenter, then there's one thing you absolutely need to do. You need to present more. And for this, there's an awesome opportunity. Until mid-September 2024, you can still submit an abstract for a presentation or poster at the Effective Statistician Conference happening in the first half of November 2024. This is an online conference, so no travel cost, no big budget things, all these kind of different things. You actually don't need any money if you are a presenter, because then you get the whole conference for free. And we have lots of very, very great keynote speakers, like Sebastian Schneeweiss from Harvard and Tim Frieder from the University of Göttingen. And we have lots of great workshops. And we also have various panel discussions that all will be very, very insightful and actionable for you. So submit an abstract to conference@theeffectivestatistician.com. And there's just a couple of things you need to think about for that. Check the details on the homepage of the Effective Statistician. You'll find the conference very easily there, and then submit your abstract. And now I want to make it super easy for you. Have you presented a poster or a presentation somewhere else and it is still relevant? Then just reuse it. By the way, it's an online conference and your presentation, you can pre-record it. So just 18 minutes, invest, and you can do it at home. Super easy. You know, I think you can't make it even more safe. You can present it at home. And that is an awesome opportunity for you to learn more about your presentation skills, to invest in your presentation skills, and become a better presenter. So submit your abstract now to conference@theeffectivestatistician.com.